Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio Countdown.
President has been all over this, and he deserves great credit. I've been on the phone with him, like I said, yesterday, personally, three times. He gave me his number at the White House, told me to call him if I needed anything, and he absolutely means it. It's been very good. It's been very good working with the president, and he and his administration have been coordinating with us great. It's been wonderful.
Doesn't sound like what things were after Hurricane Katrina. That's New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who is an outspoken supporter of Mitt Romney, the praise aimed at President Obama there, and the assistance with relief efforts that have come from his administration. Obviously, our conversation is the devastation of Hurricane Sandy and perhaps how it affects the presidential race for you and those who are in those areas and the general perception around the country of what's going on. 800-510-8255 connects you on the phone with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, looking at Wednesday, the 31st of October. It's Halloween. Most people, I think, who have a clue, no, that's going on. The idea of this program is to review what's going on in News Talk Radio and News Talk Television so you get an idea of what the issues of the day are, and that's a duh. It would be no matter whether there was Hurricane Sandy or not. Here's Brian Kilmeade asking Chris Christie if Mitt Romney would be coming to New Jersey to meet with him and tour some of the damaged areas.
Over the last couple of months, you have appeared throughout the country, Governor, on behalf of Mitt Romney, talking him up for President of the United States. I know he and the President off the campaign trail today, although we hear that perhaps he's going to, Mr. Romney may do some storm-related events. Is there any possibility that Governor Romney may go to New Jersey to tour some of the damage with you?
I have no idea, nor am I the least bit concerned or interested.
Right.
I've got a job to do here in New Jersey that's much bigger than presidential politics, and I could care less about any of that stuff. I have a job to do. I've got 2.4 million people out of power. I've got devastation on the shore. I've got floods in the northern part of my state. If you think right now I give a damn about presidential politics, then you don't know me.
We understand the president has declared New York and New Jersey disaster areas already. How does that help you?
Helps us tremendously. I spoke to the president three times yesterday. He called me for the last time at midnight last night asking what he could do. I said if he could expedite designating New Jersey as a major disaster area, that would help us to get federal money and resources in here as quickly as possible to help clean up the damage here. The president was great last night. He said he would get it done. At 2 a.m. I got a call from FEMA to answer a couple of final questions, and then he signed the declaration this morning. So I have to give the president great credit. He's been on the phone with me three times in the last 24 hours. He has been very attentive, and anything that I've asked for, he's gotten to me. So I thank the president publicly for that. He has done, as far as I'm concerned, a great job for New Jersey.
All right. So there you have the that's Chris Christie with, well, most of this is actually a Chris Christie in New Jersey, New York sort of thing when it comes to covering Hurricane Sandy. Here's Aaron Burnett talking to political analyst John Ablon, who says that in a race as close as this one, comments like those made by Chris Christie could be a boost for the president.
You know, you look at the Pew Research Center, 47-47. That's a complete tie. American Research Group, 48-48. And they all continued along that vein. With numbers like that, John, could a small thing like Chris Christie coming out with a very serious and significant endorsement of the president's handling of the storm tip the race?
Listen, Aaron, at the race like this, this tight, every little thing matters. This is a game of inches right now. This is a war of attrition. And we're seeing this in Ohio here, both campaigns focusing heavily on ground game. So every little thing matters. And when a highly respected Republican governor like Chris Christie, in a time of crisis, has kind words to say, being honest, not doing the partisan talking points, but just saying, you know what, it's been good to work with the president, we're working effectively, that reminds people that President Obama is the commander-in-chief. So every little thing matters. And Chris Christie speaking honestly this morning probably help the president a little bit.
800-510-8255. So the politics of storms, another, some of you probably didn't figure was going to, is this the October surprise now that October is coming to a close? Here's host McGraw-Milhaven talking to Ann Compton from ABC about how the hurricane has impacted the presidential race.
Everyone's, as much as the initial crisis and the initial situation is handled, people start turning to the election, which is now officially 1 week away. Are these states going to be ready? And if they're not, what happens then, Ann Compton?
Well, I think the states will be able to be ready. The power is a problem in some areas where voting precincts are, if they're using, obviously, the modern touchscreen or electronic voting. But most of the governors have said they have made power to polling places a priority in their emergency plan. The problem for the president, Governor Romney, is what they do for the next couple of weeks. They will have had two full days, basically, off the campaign with America's attention going elsewhere. It also, doesn't it kind of change the tone of a campaign after going through something like this? Maybe some of the hyper bitterness that we've heard over the last couple of weeks will be toned down a bit. Right now, both campaigns are trying to get out the vote, and obviously where they're focused isn't so much in the states that are locked in, but it is in basically, I think, three of the swing states that will decide this election: Florida, Virginia, Ohio.
There's no question, Ann Compton, that there's a time for politics and there's a time for governing. However, there's also a time for looking like you're governing while you're not looking like you're politicking, but actually politicking while you're governing.
Well, you know, that's why it's an art, not a science, and you said that very, very well. It is true that the president has to show leadership and compassion above all else. And he and Governor Romney both are facing that challenge of the kind of presidential and authority leadership Americans are looking for.
All right, so you're looking for something. Do you think there's something positive coming out of this for President Obama? The storm has cost the United States so far $50 billion. $50 billion. What else might it cost? It's very interesting. The declarations of disaster and Sandy-related information, death toll reaching 18 now. 1,800. Wow, 1,800. 1,800 businesses are not in operation. Oof. All right, I'm talking about, you know, pretty good-sized businesses, in fact. I'm Doug Steffen. You can call us at 800-510-8255 with your observations here on The Countdown.
Mmm. Yum. Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
800-510-8255. Let's see where we are here. The president issuing disaster declarations for New York and New Jersey. Death toll climbed to at least 50 in the wake of Hurricane Sandy, one of the most devastating storms in a long, long time. The president said that he instructed federal agencies to figure out how we do something to help those in need instead of figuring out why we can't do something. It's kind of like the principle of the universe. You hold in your mind what you want to have happen and not what you don't want to have happen. Cut through the red tape, cut through bureaucracy, no excuse for inaction at this point. Sounds a lot different than the situation with Hurricane Irene. So, does this make you want to vote for Barack Obama? 800-510-8255. Here's talk host Brian Wilson with analyst Fritz Wenzel about the latest polls.
I'm looking at all these, especially Drudge has been putting up a lot of numbers. Election projection, 52-47 Romney, Gallup, 51-46 Romney. I don't know who this, somebody else has got Ohio. Oh, this is just for Ohio. Romney 50 to Obama's 48. An interesting story that I have not read, but the headline's provocative from Reuters. Race is all about Ohio, or is it? And then there was one, and I'm a little uncomfortable in talking about your competitors. I don't like to talk about other radio stations, but there was a story, I hope you don't mind, from John Zogby. And he kind of gets off into the weeds about a 4 or 5 paragraph narration about how troubled he is as a pollster. He wants to be right, but he's really worried that Americans, quoting from his piece here, may again vote another tie as they did in 2000 and 2004, and how terrible that will be because it'll lead to apathy and entropy and no administration being able to go charging off into the weeds with some mandate. First off, on the numbers, is there any tectonic plate shifting going on that would indicate that this thing is going Romney's way?
There's no plate shifting. It's the better analogy is cement setting up. We really poured the cement in that first debate, and it has been firming up ever since. It's getting more and more difficult to change. And with a week left, it's very likely not going to change at this point. Romney has got anywhere from a 4 to 5 or 6 point lead. And in key states, he's pulling ahead. And I'm seeing it all the way down the ticket now. The interesting thing that's happening is his lead is solidifying, growing ever so slowly. But now what's happening are the Senate races are starting to move more Republican as well. And that's going to change a lot of the narrative in Washington, because 2 weeks ago, no one thought that the Republicans, well, almost no one thought Republicans were going to take the Senate. I thought they were going to take it for a year. But, well, the day after they passed Obamacare, I was pretty sure that the Republicans would take the Senate. And that's the interesting dynamic now, that he is starting to build coattails that are very likely to sweep Republicans to power in the Senate and grow their list, not by much, maybe 4 or 5 seats in the U.S. House.
So, what do you think of that? The Mitt Romney way, the Mitt Romney coattail effect. That's pretty interesting. 800-510-8255. More about the presidential race and a hurricane as well coming up.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, presidential politics and the hurricane. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. I have actually some interesting thoughts about the momentum that was just discussed here a few minutes ago by one of the political reporters and analysts. Here's radio host Jay Weber talking about how both sides are claiming the latest polls are showing them winning.
One side of the aisle or the other is lying about how this election is going for them. And I suppose it could just be that both are cherry-picking the polls and the data that shows that they're ahead and want to portray them. We always want to look at the evidence that we're leading rather than behind. But both camps claim to be winning this thing, and both camps claim to be winning the early voting. And I know that's not a shock. This is what happens every election. But this time around, one side seems to be using hard data to back up their claims, the GOP, and the other side seems to be using mostly rhetoric and claims of hard data and polls that we really aren't seeing and that they really won't release. The polls right now, of course, seem to favor Mitt Romney, just slightly. But it's all about the swing states, yes. They're too close to call. Today, the Axelrod and Obama team, that Chicago group, is denying that Romney is seeing any sort of movement, positive movement in Ohio. We have polls now that show a tide. We have polls that show Romney up 2, and yet they want to deny there's any sort of positive movement in Ohio. But then there's the evidence that's being collected on early voting patterns. And the GOP last week put out somewhat detailed evidence on each swing state as to why they felt the Republican ground game was doing quite well. We've seen more requests for absentee or early ballots. We've seen this going on at the polls. The Democrats have seen this sort of drop. It was somewhat detailed. The Obama team, meanwhile, pointed to the number of campaign offices that they have in each state, and they said this is evidence of their big ground game. Well, okay, it means you know how to rent a building, but what does it say about your ground game?
800-510-8255. Mark, when you hear a conversation like that from a talk host, what do you think?
Well, I personally think, as far as the hurricane is concerned, that was my what I was calling in about. Yes, Obama has to have a little bit of credit. He's doing a very good job. But I think he's using it as a political stunt. He knows everybody's watching. Therefore, all of a sudden, now, he is going to be extremely presidential. It's like he's putting on a President Halloween costume. He was not there during Benghazi. He was nowhere to be seen during Fort Hood. Whereas Bush actually drove his own vehicle up and visited with the injured troops in Fort Hood, and Obama showed up a week later. When it really counts, when nobody's watching, Obama's not in the picture. But when he's a little bit scared and he thinks he's going to get knocked out of office or whatnot, he puts up this really big front and does photos of him at the FEMA desk and all this, the FEMA meeting, whereas he wasn't even at a meeting for Benghazi. I just think he's using it as a political stunt, and I hope it doesn't help, because I don't think it's sincere as far as him wanting to help, but I think he's has alternative motives.
All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's talk host Helen Glover with a focus on the fact the storm happened this week instead of next week.
Thank God this didn't come through next week. Can you imagine wreaking havoc with going to the polls? And that is my biggest question right now. When you've got the damage you have up and down the East Coast, 7.4 million people without power. That includes anywhere from the Carolinas all the way through parts of Ohio because of this massive, massive storm. 16 people now known dead and some people missing that didn't heed warnings in the New York, New Jersey, Long Island area. The pictures out of there, just incredibly horrific. Manhattan, absolutely black at one point last night. The only way you knew you were looking at the Manhattan skyline is something kept the lights on the very tip of the Empire State Building.
800-510-8255. Those lights never go out. How about yours? What's on your mind? It's 28 past the hour.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, maybe you got sick and tired of your BlackBerry, or maybe you just fell for the iPhone's allure. Either way, now you've got this shiny new iToy on your desk, but all of your contacts are stuck in your old clunky BlackBerry. How do you move all those names and numbers over? All you'll need is a computer and some free software. On your PC or Mac, download the free BlackBerry desktop software. Connect your BlackBerry to your computer via USB and fire up the BlackBerry software you just downloaded. When you see your device, choose to sync whatever you like. Calendars, contacts, notes, tasks, and other stuff. Once that's done, unplug your BlackBerry and plug your iPhone into your computer. In iTunes, which will open automatically, you'll see your iPhone show up on the left-hand side below devices. In the right-hand pane, click Info near the top and then check whatever you want synced. It's that easy. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The hurricane and the presidential race and your calls and thoughts. Do you think it makes a difference that Susan Eisenhower, who's the granddaughter of President Dwight Eisenhower, endorsed President Obama? Do endorsements make much difference to you? Who was the last person that endorsed a candidate that really impacted you? I'd be curious to follow that train of thought. 800-510-8255, because there are a lot of these things. They're coming to the surface. Meanwhile, I'm not sure where where to go with this conversation, because a lot of people want to talk about Hurricane Sandy. A lot of people want to talk about the presidential race, and some people want to put the two of them together. What's your preference? 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Here is a pair, Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall, on their radio program talking to Dave Elson from the National Weather Service about what made this storm so much more dangerous than the usual hurricane.
What is it that makes this storm so damaging?
This storm is kind of unique, and partly because of its size, but what's really impressive is we had, you know, a reasonably strong hurricane moving up the East Coast. It interacted with a very cold trough of low pressure over the eastern U.S., and that's why it really intensified there off the mid-Atlantic coast. And, of course, being on the mid-Atlantic coast, there's a huge population center, and a lot of it's near the seaboard. So there's, you know, a lot of people in the way of this storm. The storm also had a very large storm surge, and that's just a result of how strong it was itself, how strong the winds were blowing out over the water. And yeah, it's just a very impressive storm overall. It just had a little bit of everything.
It does seem like the storm surge was a huge part, because Manhattan, the city, is so low, you know.
Right, it's very low, as you know, just a few feet above sea level, and I'm not sure of the numbers. I think I saw something like a 13-foot storm surge, which means that's basically a sea level rise above mean sea level, so that you know, would have affected a good chunk of that lower Manhattan.
Sounds like this isn't going to get much better, even though the storm's on shore now. What can people expect from here on out?
It's slowly weakening, but it's slow, and with a lot of these tropical systems, you know, there's a lot of rain to come with it, potentially, and because it's got the cold air, there's also, you know, some heavy snow, especially down in West Virginia.
Yeah, I'd like to be down in West Virginia. Actually, there was a snow up in Buffalo. I think I heard that yesterday as well. 800-510-8255. So in terms of the candidates and how they are working in this dangerous storm and the Benghazi incident, all these things that are adding up to sort of have a huge impact on the ideas that people have. Is it just the hurricane now? Is it just the last-minute things? What will make up your mind if you're still one of the 6% of people? That's the estimate now. 6% of the voters in those nine states are now engaged in trying to figure out what they want to do. It's kind of crazy, isn't it, huh? Here's an email that came to me from one of the listeners this program has in Wisconsin, listening to WAYY, somebody who says he's been active in politics, never been as active before in his life, in his mid-60s now, as he is in this campaign. He thinks the future of the country is on the line. He says he voted for Barack Obama because he thought he was potentially a better candidate than John McCain. I didn't know much about him then, thought he could turn the economy around. I hadn't studied his record or paid attention to some of the things that were in the way, like Bill Wright or Bill Ayers and Reverend Wright. I wish the facts in the movie 2016 were available in 2008. Our economy started down a slippery slope. Housing crisis it created was a snowball, and he hoped the president would fix that, but he hasn't fixed it in 4 years. And so now we have a debt of $16 trillion. He goes on to summarize a lot of things that we know. One of the things that he finds key in this is Iowa, Colorado, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Florida. And the fact, as he says, the Romney-Ryan ticket is not perfect, but he thinks they'll restore faith in America. Faith in America. Amid his acted presidential. He's not as conservative as some people would like. Well, you know what? That's become kind of an old ruse, hasn't it? And you've seen a lot of these people fall into line, as you knew they would, and enthusiastically so. I was talking to somebody. I'm actually going to work at the polls. I've never done that. Next Tuesday, I'm going to work at the polls in my community for a couple of hours, working on a project that I feel strongly about. That is the form of government that I have in my community, which I don't like. We're having a charter commission, and I want to get people to sign petitions for that. So I'm going to be out there working. The folks who actually count or suggest this is going to be one of the biggest elections in the history of our country in terms of participation, isn't that a great thing? The fact that all of these people have gotten in the way of trying to get out the vote, it hasn't gotten in the way of people's determination, at least in my neck of the woods. Now, I don't know how it is. There are a lot of people who are younger who are not going to show up. The project here in Framingham that I'm working on, and the number of people that are going to come out to support what we're doing and support the election itself. Folks say, yeah, here the State Electoral Commission says 75 to 80, as many as 84-85% of the voters in some of the suburban areas will show up to vote. And so does that mean a lot of support for Romney? There's a lot of quiet support for Romney in Massachusetts, where he was governor. Early on, it was thought the state would go to Obama. Not so sure about that now. And even some people are suggesting that in California, although sometimes you wonder whether California makes a difference, because the West Coast states have been hearing from all of the news prognosticators for 3 or 4 hours before some of them even go out and vote, saying, this guy's ahead, that guy's ahead. It seems that there is some editing needed by the people who are just kind of fouling it up, it seems to me, for those who want to have a say. 800-510-8255. All right, so let's get to your calls. The hurricane presidential race, James in Georgia, applauding both candidates for their efforts to help in the storm.
I want to applaud both candidates on their on their concern for others' well-being, especially. I just hate to see an independent vote wasted due to maybe some shots taken at Bush at how much better he could have done at FEMA by our current president. And yeah, I want to urge all independents to really look at the character and just pay attention, please. And you've seen the last 4 years go the way they've gone, and I'm 30 almost, recently married, and I'm praying that Romney makes it in. And I'm praying for all those people affected by the storm, and I'm praying the right thing happens in this election, and I hope there are a lot of people out there like me.
Yep, that's a good, that's very, very thoughtful, James. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen on the countdown with Chris in Connecticut, who's concerned.
The thing to be remembering about elections is that everything is local. The way this storm will affect us will be decided by local officials. For example, on September 11th, 2001, there were supposed to be elections. In New York City, they postponed the election and changed the way it would result. In New Haven, where I live, they had the election, and thus a progressive candidate who had a very good chance of winning lost the possibility of winning because nobody came to vote because the election was held in the middle of a national disaster. So I'm really worried about how this will play out.
Well, having the situation in New York City is probably not going to be good. There are in New Jersey, I think the New Jersey voter is going to be frustrated somewhat. They'll work hard to get everything fixed so that there isn't as much of a problem as there could be. But if you're in New Jersey or you're in New York and you think this is going to be easy, you're kidding yourself. 800-510-8255. Here is Ashley Banfield talking to political analyst Paul Steinhauser about whether the hurricane gives a boost one way or another to either of the candidates.
Both campaigns have had to cancel events, but the president still gets to be president, and there's a lot that he has to do right now. While Mitt Romney is not the president and can't necessarily campaign, some people might think that's an edge for the president, but is it?
It can be an edge for the president, but if things do go wrong with the federal response, that's a big if. But if they do, then he will get blamed for that, and that could be, you know, the flip side and a political consequence. As for Romney, you mentioned, yeah, he was supposed to be in Virginia yesterday campaigning. Of course, that got canceled because of Sandy. He ended up in Ohio yesterday teaming up with his running mate, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. They had three stops throughout Ohio yesterday, and at all three stops, Mitt Romney was talking about the storm and his thoughts and prayers for people in harm's way. Take a listen.
I know that right now some people in the country are a little nervous about a storm about to hit the coast, and our thoughts and prayers are with the people who will find themselves in harm's way.
Romney today has got an event coming up in Ohio, then it's on to Iowa, and then it's on to Wisconsin as well. But his campaign is doing stuff to help people out back on the East Coast, people being affected. This from the campaign spokeswoman Andrea Saul earlier this morning. She says, in North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, we will be collecting supplies at our Victory offices to deliver to local storm relief. In Virginia, we're loading up, we're loading storm relief supplies onto the Romney bus to be delivered. So they are helping out on that end. It's not the same as going to a FEMA news conference like the president is doing, but Romney is trying to do his part.
All right. So it's interesting to listen to some of the audio and the relationship of the present tense to the past tense, and even the availability of some of these people, because they're mostly based in New York and Washington. It's just all part of the game, I guess, here. Back to your calls. The hurricane, does it affect who you'll vote for the president and the presidency? And do you think you're, if you're on the East Coast, is you're going to be okay where you vote next week? I think most places will be okay, as I said, but New Jersey, New York, don't count on it. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. A lot of people are finding the New York-based television shows to be interesting. The Daily Show, The Colbert Report, Jimmy Kimmel Live, canceling their shows on Monday anyway. Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, The Late Show with David Letterman did go on. That was kind of interesting. Letterman's guest was Denzel Washington, who came out in a rain slicker and joked, "Only for you, Dave." He swam in, so he said. Millie in Tennessee is more concerned about the way Congress handles emergency situations than she is about either of the candidates' responses.
I have no trust for the federal government. That's not because of Obama. It is because of Congress. I remember the last time that there was a storm that hit the East Coast, and I remember the teabaggers were saying, you know, that the people shouldn't depend on FEMA, and how they wanted to change all of that because they were so interested in the deficit. And, you know, I just think that that's terrible, because that's one thing that people rely on is the federal government at a time like this. This is a catastrophe for a lot of people. You have a lot of people that have lost everything, and they need help. But then you have the Republican side that has really denigrated people who need help. You know, they're always talking about people on food stamps or people, you know, taking welfare and denigrating those people. And then you have, you know, a lot of callers that call in, and they're talking about, you know, this person is taking it and they're taking it from us, or they shouldn't have it. And you have a lot of people, like people that are affected by this storm, that's going to need help. And I don't know if the federal government is going to be able to come together soon enough to be able to help these people quickly. Congress is out, and they didn't even do anything about the farmers for the drought. And so I think that they just don't care.
800-510-8255. Looking at some of the videos floating around here. A shirtless man with a horse mask over his head. A bit of an internet sensation jogging into the background of a TV station's hurricane coverage. There's a whole lot of that fake stuff going on. We'll talk about that in a minute here on The Countdown.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are 800-510-8255. We have a lot of interest here in talking about these two items together, which I think is pretty interesting. And I also got an email from somebody named Michael who was concerned about the this film that's coming out next week. I'm confused about this, actually. The killing of Osama bin Laden and the film that's supposed to be released in December, is this the same film that's going to be on television next week? The editing of this, it's described as a television drama about the killing of Osama bin Laden to be shown two nights before the presidential election. But the this is not... Is it a political stunt? I guess that's a question. It's supposed to debut on November 4th on the National Geographic Channel and is going to be released the next day on Netflix. The film is called SEAL Team 6, The Raid on Osama bin Laden. It's backed by one of the big Democratic contributors, Harvey Weinstein, who's a big film producer. I guess that this is a different story. Yeah, I mean, it's put together differently. It is. Now I'm getting the story here. It is not the same film is going to be released in the theaters in December, but still aimed. Weinstein admits to having it's supposed to boost, in his mind, the candidacy of Mr. Obama. Does something that shows on this channel, the National Geographic channel, does that impact the race? Will it likely? Is it just another one of those things that the other side can talk about and take shots at? 800-510-8255. Here's Janet, Indiana, on the president.
There is a lot more at stake here than probably anyone knows. And I believe that mainstream media tomorrow morning will, or the next morning and the next morning, will really jump behind President Obama and try to give him a boost that he needs in order to win this election. But I'm just hoping that people like myself who have made a decision many months ago, before Benghazi, before all of this, will maintain their conviction that this president has not done what he has promised he would do, and he only makes a big splash when he starts sliding in the polls or what have you.
800-510-8255. Danny's here from Louisiana listening to the countdown with thoughts on this Frankenstorm.
It seems like this is almost like a metaphor. This unprecedented weather condition. We've had many droughts, floods, et cetera, attributed to climate change. Now, there are a group of wealthy old men who have convinced a lot of other people that climate change is unreal. Now, there's a lot of people suffering because of this, as did in the financial calamity promoted by the same group of people. At what point, and now President Obama's going to have to come up and clean up this mess and be criticized for it the whole time he's doing the best he can. At what point do we as a people start holding the people that led us into this responsible? Isn't this a party of personal responsibility? And if they used all their wealth and all their power to convince us that there was no climate change and this calamity happens, their coffers should be empty to make people whole who didn't believed in climate change and were against it and are held helpless to change anything.
800-510-8255. Interesting how the conversation comes back around to some old war horses like the environmental movement. Here's Alice in Hawaii. He doesn't understand why neither of the candidates seem to be talking about global climate change, that sort of thing.
I'm very much concerned about my great-grandchildren. I have three of them now. And I'm afraid they won't survive because I think that the world, and especially I'm worried, of course, about our country because they're not doing anything. For example, I've been trying to learn about what's going wrong with our environment. And did you know that it is said that possibly formaldehyde and hydrochloric acid are two of the chemicals which are added to the water, which is pushed into the ground when they have the fracking going on? And I looked up and went to the library and had help with this, but I found out that in 2005, the natural gas industry has been exempt from the Clean Air and Water Act.
All right, so there you go. It's interesting how many of you twist and turn the issues around for interesting conversation, and for that, we're thankful here on the Talk.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.